Our next speaker is Frans Janssen. He is from The Hague, the Netherlands. His professional career started in market research in the field of television electronics. Apart from a five-year employment in pharmaceutical research for new antibiotics, his entire professional career has been spent in the medical and pharmaceutical markets as a researcher. His interest, though, in talking machines and records started in secondary school in 1956. He was an employee. Eventually, he became an employee with an international research company, and he had to go to international conferences in Europe, which enabled him to enlarge his audio collection. After his retirement, he developed at home methods. He developed methods to clean disc and cylinder records, as well as a storage system for cleansed discs in acid-free sleeves and acid-free boxes. He also became an ARSC member. The fact that, as rumors told, Pathé ever used a system of making master recordings on huge cylinders in the acoustic period made him curious as to what was the truth about these vague stories. In his presentation, he will give you the results of his research in this project. The title of his presentation is A New Story on an Old Subject, The Paradise Cylinders. Okay.
Yes, it looks, yeah, splendid.
Hang on. But we have to get that whole thing opened up. Jeez. This is all we want to do. Is this the set you want?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise I shall not make the noise my predecessor did. On the contrary, I will not show you deterioration like he showed on his film, for I am a wax cylinder man, and that has completely different effects. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to talk today on the results of 5 years of desk research that, with the assistance of a large number of people from America, Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, and even the Netherlands, could be completed. Special thanks I am indebted to Sarah Veles for the control of the input here, Jim Farrington for having printed a handout, and Stephen Ram for being a kind of cement between ARSC members everywhere in Europe and America. My presentation is about the French record industry Pathé that had ample experience in recording on wax cylinders. They were also involved in producing a wax disc recorder. When they started producing Hillendale discs records in 1905, it's understandable that they continued using methods with which they had experience, making master recordings on cylinders. in order to copy from these on disk. And one step further, they used big cylinders to make longer lasting recordings possible when opera arias needed more space than just a single side of a disc. Their largest cylinder phonograph was called the Celeste, the sky, the heaven. The big master record cylinder is said to be named Paradis. The first photograph is that of Mr. Emile Pathé, the co-founder of one of the important pharmaceutical industries, phonographic industries, that's talk of the tongue. To avoid misunderstandings, the Paradise in this report is the name of a research project, Paradis, in order to reconstruct the way in which the recording division of the company Pathé Frères made master sound recordings in the period 1905 till 1925. European collectors with an interest in Pathé disc records often are familiar with the story that discs were copied from large wax cylinders. In this way, the company was able to make longer lasting recordings than was possible on wax discs. They needed longer duration to complete opera arias when they started producing whole operas. And with whole, I mean not with cuttings. Repeatings within an aria were left out, but further, you got the complete text of an opera. That can be heard from discs that often have at the start, in the center, on side two, a piece of the end of side one. The recording continues without interruption. Pathé, after having produced many millions of wax cylinders, started to sell discs after 1905, and they were even one of the first companies to sell a home recording device with small cardboard discs covered with wax, the Pathé Poste. This is not the Pathé Poste, that was this machine, was a few years later the Roniophone, and that was marketed in cooperation with a British company. This very sturdy machine could not cope, however, with the wax cylinder dictating machines made by Edison, Dictaphone, and Parlophone in Europe. Pathé stopped their efforts in France rather soon. This is an example of the Roniophone disc recording machine of 1910. In the 20s, there became a more or less portable wax disc recorder on the market, made by or for the Vienna Phonogram Archive, that had a strong spring-driven motor and could be used outdoors for making acoustical recordings of languages and songs of uncivilized people living in the wild. And here you see one of the portable machines. It's still about 20 kilos heavy, but comparable to a standard machine, an Edison standard machine. This wax disc recorder is a kind of music playing here. It's rather irritating. This is the wax recorder by the Phonogram of Vienna. Acoustical cylinder and disc recording in a commercial way always have been carefully kept a secret method. Each company had to discover its own way of cutting a groove in the wax. It was for protection of their own job to guard the recording system secret. That attitude changed completely in 1925 when specialized companies produced electric recording units and sold these systems to record producing companies. It ended the period of companies' secrets. The variation of wax cylinders is shown in the next picture. You see a variation left, a standard cylinder brown, then a standard cylinder black, a pâté salon cylinder, which is in America pretty a rarity, but often turns up in Europe on the continent and even in England. Then comes a concert cylinder, and the big cylinder that's there composed of two concert cylinders is the Celeste. That was a machine, the ultimate cylinder phonograph for the very rich. The cylinder had the same diameter as the concert cylinder, but was twice as long and even more difficult to handle. The machine to play these cylinders was largely copied from the American Columbia Multiplex Grand. Of this multiplex, no complete example exists, only the upper part with the mandrel and the reproducer guide. This part is in the collection of Mr. Charlie Hummel from Wayne, New Jersey. This machine is owned by Patrick de Caluwe in Belgium. These are terribly rare. I know of 3 machines in private collections. This is the Multiplex Grand, as the picture was shown at the ARS conference in May 2011. This is a picture, was always. And here you see the machine as shown by Charlie Hummel. With the French machine, the Celeste, master recordings on the large and longer systems were made. Proof is a photograph of a moment after recording a duet between Lina Cavalieri and Lucien Murator in 1918 at the recording studio of the French Pathé American subsidiary Pathé Frères Phonograph Company, Brooklyn, New York. This is, of all places, a picture taken from a Dutch illustrated magazine of about 1918. And it's, the subscription indicates how gramophone platen records were made. And this is a terrible rare example of showing the machine and the huge cylinder. Thank you. You see, it's all very cramped, and to the left you see a cupboard with all large cylinders standing, and on top the tin cans wherein Pathé kept those cylinders. The phonograph collectors in the US state that when the Pathé studios in Brooklyn closed down in 1922, and that the financial part of the company that was solvent was transferred to the newly formed Pathé Phonograph and Radio Corporation, all the master recordings had to be destroyed in 1926. One example survived this massacre and is now in the collection of Mr. Koenigsberg here in the United States. And you see the black cylinder to the right, the tin can in the midst, and a cardboard cylinder to the left. In front is a standard cylinder. Now shown that at least in the USA, Pathé used large wax cylinder for making large recordings for the output of discs, but they never produced wax cylinder recordings for the public in the United States. And where the production of the big and long wax cylinders for the Celeste types recorder was done in the factory in Brooklyn, needs further research in the USA. In the book, Pathé Records and Phonographs in America, 1914-1922, by George Copeland and Ronald Detlefsen, a comic scene is printed, as shown here, printed picturing a recording session before a large cylinder. It's not clear how large, and it's all a bit funny, but obviously the people of Pathé in America were not so secretive with their way of production as in Europe. At the moment, no other clear picture of a recording studio in America is known. This is a picture showing the production of Celeste cylinders at Chateau, the company's seat in France. And you see the numerous large cylinders and the kettles to the left in which the wax composition is heated. This is one of the rare photographs from taken from internet where you see a recording session of cylinder phonographs. It's not too clear, but anyhow, it is something. And here, with the help of Mr. Dominique Marzet of the Bibliothèque Nationale de France in Paris, I got a picture like this, and he said they didn't avail of better pictures. Everything was blurred and unclear, and that was what he could do. He also sent me some information regarding patent situation as to cylinders and the copying of it. Collectors and dealers in France told there ever existed a system named Paradis to use even larger wax cylinders than those for the Celeste phonograph. By accident, I found books at the Phonogram Archive in Berlin, Germany, on scientists who traveled in the early years of the 20th century to far and foreign areas like the colonies on the African continent, the Near and Far East, and Australia. They brought home hundreds of cylinders with music and songs of people that Europe had never heard. They also made annotation as to and when and where and often who was performing. Here, a picture of an ethnologic recording circa 1910. In Europe, also field recordings on wax cylinder were made by composers like Béla Bartók and Zoltán Kodály, who traveling through the Balkan made recordings during the interbellum. The oldest vault in Europe of early non-commercial recordings is the Phonogram Archiv at Vienna, Austria. The second oldest is the Phonogram Archiv in Berlin. As is usual with items related to acoustic recording, again, an old and vague and blurred photograph was reproduced in a recent book on ethnic recordings made in the period 1900-1930. The picture showed a device to copy a disc from a cylinder. This machine was for sale around 1911. An earlier model may have been in existence. And you see, typical an old picture, you have to look three times and still it's not clear. But I wrote to the Vienna Phonogram Archives, and here you see the picture in reality. And you can see in the midst the place where the cylinder, the disc, to the wax disc. Yeah. Another picture. So it was possible to copy from cylinders to discs. It was not an impossibility. Scanning the internet for possible information on wax cylinder recording, a site was found from a French commercial picture archive, Roger Violet, that obviously had quite a number of photographs from the Pathé factory. On one picture, postage small, one could see women shaving really huge cylinders. They were of the size of approximate 40 centimeters as a diameter of a 10-inch disc. However, the price of a laser print of this picture for research purposes only was prohibitive, approximately $200. Therefore, with a digital camera, I made a photograph of the internet on the screen as good as possible, thus not so good and fake and blurred, the everlasting problem. But history goes on. Long ago, scientists from the famous Sorbonne University in Paris felt the need for an institution called Archive de la Parole, Archive of Speech, in order to collect and record the dialects in France. In 1911, this archive was inaugurated in the buildings of the Sorbonne, and present was the Minister of Instruction Publique, Mr. Steeg, Mr. Émile Pathé, and the director of the new institute, Mr. Ferdinand Bruno. Because of the importance of this new institute, an illustrated booklet was published. Through the attentiveness of collector René Claes from Belgium, I could buy through internet the booklet Inauguration de l'Archive de la Parole from 1911 that contained two splendid photographs of a recording on a cylindre paradis. These photographs showed the important people present, and mentioning was made of a gift by Monsieur Émile Pathé of a recording machine, as well as the loan of a sound technician. When paying a close look to the recorder, it's clear that Pathé did not want that the knowledge of such a device would go outside the doors of the Sorbonne. The cylinder on the mandrel of the recorder was a very large one, larger than the Celeste. Finally, a good part of this Paradis recording machine could be observed. This picture is taken from a book published by the Bibliothèque Nationale de France in 1988, De fil en aiguille. Here another picture. From the book Pathé in the US, the Pathé records and photographs in America, and other blurred photograph is taken showing Leo Slezak recording for Pathé Frères Phonograph Company in Brooklyn before a very large machine. It's not clear, but obviously it's not such a big cylinder as the Paradis, probably a kind of Celeste. The next picture is a clear one, taken from internet, and there you see the very big cylinders, and she is shaving it, and it's a staged picture because the belts along the machine are not tense, but everything stands still. another picture of the people working at Chatou with various cylinders on mandrels. It's not exactly clear what the women are doing, possibly shaving the machines. On the website of the Bibliothèque Nationale de France was a short time a picture visible of the label of a disc record made in the Archive de la Parole of Commander Alfred Dreyfus in 1912, and a note who had the recording, when and about the weather condition as well as the temperature. That's to the left, but it's very unclear. I follow with a somewhat better picture. On it is a very important message. The result of the cylinder, the result a été frappé. That means the cylinder has been cut to pieces. Because the disc correspondant classé série, the disc that has been made out of it, is kept in the line. So this made clear why no cylinder actually was found up till now. If the custom was to destroy the wax master cylinder, when a matrix for the disc record was finished, then it can only be accidental that such a cylinder will be found, unless the machine and some blank cylinders can be found in the at the cellars of the Sorbonne. But at least it is clearly established that they really exist, Cylindre Paradis. Thank you very much.